Blog Talk Radio.
In town, reaching your location, even places not around. Travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet, giving you what you want, showing love to the hood, even to the birds. So yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations, following the trend. 10 minutes later, the same song spins. It's a D-Hour show, yeah, I said it so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll. Let's hop aboard the Starship, the hottest station show. We love the underground artists. Yeah.
Michael Jackson, you know, playing some of his music, and of course we're going to be doing that tonight as well. So
You know, we might touch on, you know, some things about Michael tonight as well, talk about some of our favorite memories of Michael Jackson, some of our favorite music. And if you guys like to do that with us as well, all you have to do is call us at 718-766-4553. That's 718-766-4553. Make sure you guys tune in. And keep tuning in always on the D-Hour Show. We're on every Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday. On Sundays, we're on at 4:30 Mountain Standard Time, 6:30 Central, 7:30 Eastern. On Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday, we're on at 7 p.m. Mountain Standard, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. So make sure you guys keep tuned in. We got some great shows coming up this Saturday for India Up Saturday. And, you know, it's to be announced. We may have more coming on the show, but right now we're going to be getting it in on India Up Saturday with my man up-and-coming neo-soul R&B artist Noel Gordine. We're going to be talking with him on Saturday. Brother got some incredible music. We've played it quite a bit on the D-Hour Show, got great feedback on it. So definitely can't wait to talk to him. Coming in next week, starting on Sunday, on the Covenant Cafe with Lamont Ferguson and Poetic Lace, they're going to be talking to Blessed, the very blessed and talented gospel artist, Jay Moss, is going to be in the building with those brothers, and they're definitely going to be, I know they're going to be excited about that, as well as the incredible poet that we had on the show on Tuesday, you know, Steve Scott, Steve-O, is going to be in the building with them as well. So definitely make sure you guys check out the show on Monday. We got the I Got Something to Say show with my girl, Miss Fabulous, a.k.a. PJ Poet Justice.
Woohoo!
With Leo and my man, CK. So make sure you guys definitely keep tuned in for the I Got Something to Say show. Great show, fabulous show, fabulous show.
Fabulous. Yes, and we actually have gearing up for some special guests to join us as well. Malice, one half of the Eclipse. I keep saying Eclipse of the Clips. He's working on a new current project entitled June. So one of his videos was actually shot in Virginia. So I'm so ecstatic, looking forward to speaking with him. So stay
That's
tuned
right.
for that sometime in July. You will have
That's
your
right.
guy, Malice, doing big things. And you never
That's
know
right.
on any of the shows on the D-Hour Show
never
Radio
know.
Network.
People, I mean,
you never know.
You never know. Coming in on Tuesday next week on the Tuesday spot, we got some poets, of course. And also, you know, we like to talk to, you know, actors and actresses on the Tuesday spot. This Tuesday, we are going to be talking to Sherry Johnson. Actress Sherry Johnson. You guys may have remembered her from the hit show Family Matters. We're going to be talking with her definitely on the Tuesday spot. And coming on Wednesday, Najee Head Wednesday. You better just keep it locked. You never know who's going to be on Najee Head Wednesday. We have incredible hip-hop artists on there, so you never know. Thursday next week. Oh, I know Miss Fabulous is going to be surprised. I wanted to surprise her tonight. But next week, people, next week on Celebrity Thursday, we're going to be talking to one of my favorite male artists, neo-soul artist, the one and only Mr. Music Soul Child, is going to be in the building next Thursday. Yeah, Miss Fab is going to be getting in with Music Soul Child next Thursday. You never know. I told you, people, you never know who's going to be on the D-Hour Show. You never know who's going to be
never know.
I might hit some Luke on y'all. You just never know. You never know who's going to be on. That's what I'm saying.
That's right. And June is also Black Music Month.
That's right.
Of course. Music Month. So we only got a couple of more days for the masses to sing. But, however, Black Music is 365.
That's right. So for right now, we got more show. Me and Miss Fab are going to be getting it in right now. We're going to be definitely getting it in with the beautiful Miss Maya in a little bit. Right now, we got hits. We're going to play some hits right now. I'm going to pay homage to me and Miss Fabulous, one of me and Miss Fabulous' favorite iconic artists, Mr. Michael Jackson, with his hit song, Smooth Criminal. It's the D-Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio, Celebrity Thursday, D. Slate and Miss Fabulous. Let's get it.
Let's go.
See, baby, I know you don't have to share a girl, but I am more than confident you won't ever have to search me street for affection. I got you. What kind of girl you like? I know my looks can be deceiving. Tell me, am I your type? My main goal is to please you. What's on the schedule tonight?
RKD Music and Talent Management to bring an array of celebrity speakers, artists, and athletes for your event. Book names like Kim Coles, Tasha Smith, Tisha Campbell-Martin, Vanessa Bell Calloway, LaToya Luckett, Lisa Leslie, Flex Alexander, Leela James, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and more. Whether it's a conference, workshop, seminar, or college event, SBI has provided a phenomenal lineup of speakers that will cater to your event. For more information on booking a speaker for your next event, call 818-571-0998 or visit rkdmusic.com. SBI is a subsidiary of RKD Music and Talent Management, located in Beverly Hills, California.
Welcome back. It's the D Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio, ladies and gentlemen. You just got through listening to the hit single from our next guest, from our guest tonight, the beautiful Miss Maya, with her hit single, My Love Is Like Whoa. Oh, yeah, ladies and gentlemen. Before that was the one and only king of pop, the true icon, and one of me and Miss Fabulous' favorite artists, Mr. Michael Jackson. We're paying homage to him, you know, all this week. You know, we were doing that the 25th. was the anniversary of the passing of one of the most incredible entertainers in music. And that was Michael's, one of my favorite songs is his single, Smooth Criminal. You know, sometimes I feel like a smooth criminal. I feel like Mike sometimes. I put the glove on, and you just never know. The magic comes out when I put the glove on. Sometimes I'm afraid to put it on because you never know what's going to happen, you know. So.
Yeah. I used to love the way Michael would just say, like, scatting stuff, and then never, but then I'm like,
I used to do the lean to him on like he did on Smooth Criminal without wires and nothing. I'm telling my lean was smooth. You just don't understand. I might hit y'all with a YouTube video so you can see what it looked like. But you know, we'll talk about that later. But right now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for us to go ahead and introduce our guest for tonight. Grammy Award winning artist Maya is celebrating 2012 in the entertainment industry as an internationally known, respected, and loved singer, songwriter, dancer, actress, and philanthropist. In 2012, Maya partnered with Ingrooves Fontana for the worldwide independent release of her album, KISS, Keep It Sexy and Keep It Sexy and Simple, featuring the sparkling single, Fabulous Life, which can be heard in the NBC Universal Bravo ad campaign, Fashioned by Bravo. Maya entertained the world and impressed millions on ABC's Dancing with the Stars, and finished out the decade named as one of Billboard's Hot 100 Artists of the Decade, a Screen Actors Guild Award winning actress, and as the president and founder of her own nonprofit foundation, the Maya Arts and Tech Foundation. Maya, whose extensive repertoire includes such hits as Case of the X, Ghetto Superstar, Free, Lady Marmalade, and My Love is Like Whoa, is currently recording new music via her own studio, Planet Nine, and touring the globe. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm D-Hour show welcome to the beautiful Miss Maya.
That was an intro.
Hello, Maya. How you doing?
How are you?
I'm good.
Hey, Maya. How are you doing? I haven't spoken to you since 2011.
That's right. And I just want to say thank you so much for joining us on the show tonight. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me once again.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, Maya, I wanted to ask you, you have your own nonprofit organization. I think that's so wonderful for a lot of artists to really, you know, really be giving back to the community and doing things with nonprofit organizations. Tell us a little bit about yours and what you're doing with it.
Well, I started my organization as a nonprofit in my hometown, Washington, D.C. But what I do with the organization is obviously mentor youth, speak to them about a lot of issues affecting our communities. And it's usually targeted towards inner city youth, which are some of the most statistics or affected, with the foundation that's actually based in Washington, D.C., what I do is give summer classes, and those classes consist of sound engineering, Paratibu, African dance, computer skills, hip-hop, they really, really love that, music courses, and life skills class to prepare them for, you know, the real world and independent thinking. So it ranges from a multitude of things that you can't necessarily get at a community center or maybe a performing arts program. So it's just a summer program, but what I would like to do is see it as a 24-hour facility one day so that kids have somewhere to go, you know, after school, but especially in the summer, so they can learn something but also be entertained and have fun. And it's called the Maya Arts and Tech Foundation, in existence since 2005.
Well, I think that's incredible. I think that's absolutely incredible. I think that, and I love hearing things like that. I love to hear when artists like yourself are giving back like that and just helping to mold this the new generation, especially the ones that's coming up right now that want to be in music and really don't have a lot of the knowledge about what it takes. So to be able to teach them a lot of the things that you guys are teaching them and showing, I think that's absolutely incredible. I mean, it was the same. I felt the same way when, you know, we talked to Betty Wright, and a lot of people probably didn't know that, you know, she was a teacher, and she teaches songwriting classes to the up-and-coming music generation. I just think that's, I think that's what they need. I think they need artists like yourself and Mr. Wright to be able to mold them and just bring them into this new world. I mean, a lot of the things that's going on right now is absolutely horrifying, and they need to learn and be able to take care of themselves and be able to handle some of these incredible things and these awful things that's going on in the world today. So I think that's incredible that what you're doing.
Oh, thank you. It's necessary, you know.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Now your album Kiss, KISS, released on an independent label. I think that's fabulous. I think that a lot of the celebrities that we've talked to, had on the show, have talked about either getting ready to release music on their own independent label or have already done so. And I think that's incredible, and I think that says loads about some of the things that, you know, personally that you guys are, that you're doing with your music. But, you know, tell the audience, though, the importance of being able to put your music out independently, and why a lot of artists these days are actually doing that.
Well, it really depends on your situation. Majors are great. I've been signed to major record labels. That's how Maya became Maya and known to the world. So I don't discredit labels or the power of. They're a machine, but they're also a bank. And everything that you take out, you have to pay back.
Definitely.
It's an investment firm, so you also have to be able to control your budget, and you can't. You don't even see what you're spending when you are with a label. But being independent, it is your money. You have to raise that money. You have to make that money, but you also have to spend that money. And you better know exactly what you're spending. And you have no choice. So I think the importance of being happy with what you're doing is essential. And sometimes you can get lost in the shuffle, or bad things can happen. And in the corporate world, and people can get careless or fearful because of job positions or in it for the wrong reason, which might affect an artist and their project. And, you know, you just take things into consideration and hands-on, and it makes all the difference in the world when you're involved in your project 100%. But I'm not saying that there's one right way or correct way to go, but I've definitely learned a lot of skill sets being independent that I didn't necessarily know before when I was just an artist signed to a major. I would love to be back with the majors, but, you know, with the right situation. But
that's right.
I've become independent because of things that have happened in the business. Mm-hmm. And my independency is just representative of me not giving up or throwing in the towel, because I love music and I just make music. But in order to get it out to my fans, hey, you got to pay for that. I have to pay the producers and the songwriters or the studio time and fund everything, including videos, et cetera. So there's been this big gap of time that they haven't seen me or heard me, because it does take a lot of people and support or teams, and radio definitely costs, which a lot of people don't know, you
That's
know,
right.
to get your record
right.
played. But then...
That's right.
To get it played worldwide is a whole another ballpark that you're dealing with. So, you know, my independent projects are just to really serve my fans with content so that they can have it. If they want it, they can have it in the meantime. But it's just an appetizer for what's about to come. And
I
love what I do, so I'm not going to stop. And that's why I created Planet Nine.
Well, I like that. I like that. It's an appetizer to come, you know, for the meal that the fans are getting ready to get. So I like that. Absolutely. I got my girl, my co-host in the building, Miss Fabulous. You got questions for Maya, Miss Fab?
Absolutely. I have a statement and I have a couple of questions. First and foremost, our show is honored, privileged to have you on our show. Miss Maya, you are wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful woman, a wonderful woman of outreach, community orientation. Your vocal ability has always been the same since day one, and I am a fan, and we have to be able to celebrate one another as women. So, again, thank you.
Oh, my goodness, that was so powerful. Thank you.
No, absolutely. I mean, yes. I mean,
I felt like I was about to get an award.
Listen, I'm playing. If you ever need an MC or a host, right, I'm here. Yes, but I wanted to say, you know, generally, you know, we have a lot of R&B being artists, emerging artists and things of that nature who normally have a similar style or sound and covers and things of that nature. And, you know, a lot of times when artists go into sabbatical, doesn't mean that they're falling off. They're just working towards better goals and not just one particular genre. I understand that you have credits in film. You have credits in stage plays. Also, your stint with Dancing with the Stars, so you're very, very incredibly versatile. What would you say to any upcoming artists in terms of standard industry versus independent labeling? What advice would you give to up-and-coming artists or artists who are basically already in but just decided to, let me fall back a little bit, make some other decisions, and then move forward with forthcoming projects?
Well, I would definitely have to say, because everything does cost, to invest in yourself. But in order to invest in yourself, you have to save your money and you have to live simply. So if you're driving a Ferrari from your last event, you need to trade it in, and you need to start buying equipment. You need to buy a studio so that you have a studio to perfect your art or just record your art if you are a recording artist. Same thing applies to any other field. If you're a videographer, then you need to invest in videographer equipment and learn Final Cut Pro so that you can do it to the best of your ability, but also without having to worry about hiring other people. I learned sound engineering so that I could record my ideas down. That's the first step. Empower yourself. Learn other skill sets so that you can create what you love to do, or at least create the platform to create. That's step one. You have to have the product first. Two, the product's going to cost. You're going to have to pay either for equipment
fees
or musicians, work for hire, you know. I find that people want to experience stuff. So even creating your team, scouting dancers and band members is what I did, and we've been all over the world, and I did it right in my hometown. And it takes a team. It's not just about you. It takes a team and a unit to display what you're trying to display as an artist. So everything from videographers or directors and photographers, it's all on the internet at our disposal and reach. And you can scout a lot of people, and you can actually work from afar. So I would say those are the essential things, professionally anyways, to get started on the independent side. This way, your team can go in with you. You have the vision, you lay it out, but everyone knows that you're working on a smaller budget, but you also control the budget and monitor the budget so that you're not spending millions of dollars on car services
right.
and fancy hotels. You do it like
That's
you
right.
are grinding, you know,
right.
and everybody's working together, and it's a really good feeling when it's all about the art. And everybody around you is all about the vision, and it's all about people at the end of the day. So I would say those are the key things. And that's when you really begin to love what you do and you don't get lost in politics or the business. It becomes really fun, the way it used to be in high school, you know?
I agree.
Right, and the love for the craft. And, you know, listeners, I mean, Maya just gave us some really, really imperative information. Oftentimes when people hear independent, or if they hear an independent artist, they just think that, you know, you're rocking CDs out of the back of your car or something of such. No, independency
hey,
is
hey,
the way
we can
go.
We can do that, too.
What? Okay.
That's right,
okay.
Maya. You tell her. We can do that, too. That's right. That's
I'm
right.
What you saying? Right.
I'm going to let
exactly.
you finish, but I'm going to elaborate on that, too.
Yes, and you have to be versatile. I mean, definitely, me personally, I have, you know, a couple of master's degrees, but my main one is an MBA. You know, and as an African-American yeah. woman, we have to be able, as you stated before, to be able to walk and chew gum. You know, if you want to be an artist, I'm a poet, I'm a playwright, I'm a singer, you know, a talk show host. but do not put all of your eggs in one basket. So what are some of the other things, Maya, as encouraging African-American women, emerging artists, pioneers, and innovators, what other things basically are you currently, you know, dabbling in, and what would be the ultimate, not necessarily destination, because you're a woman of power and a woman of stability and upward mobility, so therefore I know not one thing is inclusive for you, but what are some other things that you want to kind of try your hands in?
It's always about discovery for me, as it is with many people. You know, you don't really have to have one thing or your heart set on one thing. It's all about experimentation. So the next thing that I've been dabbling in is directing, just on my own time, playing with cameras and learning Final Cut Pro with editing and spending some time in the editing room with just a bunch of footage that I've acquired on the road and putting a documentary together so people can see what Maya's been up to. But I've been also blessed to have accountants in my family, so learning Excel. My brother's an accountant, and my mom is an accountant as well, and they manage my finances, thank goodness. So
yeah.
I've had to be the accountant on the road,
yeah.
But I've never had it on format or in Excel when I do it. So those small skill sets actually come in handy when you're moving a crew of 14-plus people around internationally, and I've learned to manage as well, managing myself and negotiating contracts, you know, a sideline lawyer sometimes. I have to do
that.
I want to get when I want to get things done, and I've learned the legal language and terminology over the years, but you definitely learn. And it is essential to, like I said, discover, play, learn new skill sets, but also know the essentials in business to move forward in a business. Now, if you're just going to have a hobby, that's a different story, and you can do what you love. But if you're trying to project it to the world and get it on platforms that contain legalities and everything has a clause, from getting your stuff onto iTunes to using music in film, all kinds of things, everything is legal. And that's an important part of my business. So I would just say be very diverse and well-cultured, and don't be afraid to get your feet wet and fall on your face a couple of times and just learn new things, always. So
yeah,
I agree.
Absolutely.
That. I have one more last final question, if all possible. I know I'm very interested. A lot of other artists are thinking that they're limited to the states, which are the United States, in terms of, you know, okay, let me just perform here. You know, let me just do a genre of R&B music. What other genres, Maya, would you say that you're mostly interested in or have already kind of worked in? You know, are you interested in the near future in producing, even with your up-and-coming project, KISS? But also, what other countries have you been involved with, and do you have any plans on doing anything else international? International is huge, you know.
Well, you know, I'm going to say that my roots are R&B. I'm a dancer as well, so sometimes my music tends to get up-tempo. I'm a melting pot at the end of the day on my albums, and I really, really love experimenting and going to Jamaica and hearing reggae or playing with dance hall when I go to Trinidad or do a carnival. I'm listening to soca music and calypso, and I'm inspired. So I'll make a song like Take 'Em Out, which is on KISS, and get with the hottest, you know, artist there in that region. And it might not necessarily be popular in the United States, but people are feeling it in the United States as well, or people that love this particular artist and style of music in that region, it works, and it feels great. So I'll do playful things like that that I didn't necessarily have the freedom to do when I was not independent. But music is just music. It's a universal language. It's just about a feeling, and I don't think one person on this earth feels one way all the time. So, you know, I play, and every artist does. And it's really just up to the artist to break out of fear and criticism to say, well, I don't need to pigeonhole myself. It's about how I feel, and if I feel this way, then let's express that. Regarding international stuff, Well, I'm going to be going on, I'm going to take the KISS album on tour in Australia next month. And then after that, possibly Africa in August. Wayne Wonder and I have a song together, and he's from, obviously, Jamaica. Beanie Man and I have a song together. Little Spice is from Jamaica. I mean, there's a lot of African influence in Caribbean music. That's basically where it's from. Because of the roots, but then it's Africa. We were in the UK about 2 months ago, and wherever I go, I'm selling the KISS album. So I'm going to go back to your question from earlier about selling albums out of the trunk. You mentioned the independent thing earlier, and that doesn't necessarily mean you're right that you have to be selling albums out the trunk. But check this. If you're getting 100% of the money from each CD versus 14 cents as a major artist on a major label, but now you're owning your masters and you're owning your content because you paid everybody off as work for hire. Now, don't get me wrong, there are point systems and producers get paid, you know, on sales, but you also have to recoup that money because you're now the label. But you're getting paid 100%. So trust, Maya is selling her CDs in airports. Maya is selling her CDs when I'm walking through security. Oh, yeah, you didn't hear about my new album. Here you go. You want to buy it? I'm selling CDs off my website, mayamaya.com. Me and my mother are doing it. It's funny because I'm like, we're two Master P's right now.
When Maya's getting her salad from McDonald's, she's handing them the CD. You can best believe that. So yeah, let's get real. Let's get real. Okay.
People are always asking me, so when are you going to release me new music? I go in my purse. Here you go. I'm giving it away for free.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's a hardcore fan, they get it for free. If someone wants to know where they can get it, hey, I have a couple on sale. Do you want it? I mean, or you can just go to the website. Here it is. I pass out flyers because people are always asking me, what happened? How come you don't sing anymore? Why aren't you making music? Did you quit? Are you having kids, babies? Are you singing for Jesus? What's going on, Maya?
We're going to the whole story, huh? You know?
Yeah. So here you go. And if you want it, it's available here.
You know, Maya, first of all, you made two incredible points that I think was great, especially for these for the up-and-coming artists and even a lot of the artists out there. The first point was for all those up-and-coming artists out there that want to try to live the lavish life and they think that's what it's all about, you know, driving in the Benz and the Ferrari, you know, take the Ferrari back, okay? Trade it in. Take it back. Definitely trade it in. Get the 2012 Pinto. It's about $2,000. You're getting about 800 miles to the gallon. It's nothing wrong with it. It comes in one color orange. You know, people can call you Sun Kiss. There's nothing wrong with that. And the second thing, and I'm so glad you said this because I was talking to a friend of mine, and I know me and Albie Shore was talking about this before, and I just can't believe with what's going on with a lot of the artists right now. The IRS is hitting them up hard, okay? Mm-hmm. Every time you turn around, it's artists and it's celebrities that's owing millions to the IRS, you know? And when you stayed at the point with your brother being an accountant and your mom being an accountant and they're taking care of your finances, I think that's wonderful because a lot of days people are trusting the wrong individuals to take care of their finances and they end up being in trouble.
Oh, trust me, I've been through that too, you know. I've had litigations with shady managers and court cases and people stealing things from me. But, hey, it's a part of any risky business. I don't care if it's entertainment or corporations. I mean, America went through that.
That's right.
I mean, we went through that as American citizens. But anyway, well, you know, when you're an artist and when you're young, if you are not guided in the right direction or you haven't read the books or the people in your corner don't really care about you. It is easy to get caught up, but it's also easy to get caught up in yourself and have an ego and say, well, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to live my life to the fullest. I'm going to be happy. I'm going to get these cars and this big house, and it's going to last forever. People don't realize that, hey, 5 years into the game, okay, things aren't the same as they were before, but you spent all this money. So thank goodness I've had a mom that's really, she's always been cutting coupons out, you know, since the day I remember. And
right.
She's always budgeted money, and that's the woman that she is. And she's always instilled that in me that things don't last forever, but so that they can just live simply and comfortably. And
right.
And you can have a long, comfortable life. Now, when it's time to turn up the notch, okay, you can lease something. But if you're in a position, there's nothing wrong with getting a Ferrari. I'm just saying, have a place and a roof over your head first before you're homeless driving a Ferrari.
Living in your Ferrari.
You know what I'm saying?
Living in your Ferrari, that's right.
Things like that.
Boom.
Have your priorities straight. And if you want to invest in yourself, then there are certain things that come first. And a lot of artists are even led by labels or big advances or even, you know, just a car as a gift and no money. They're mesmerized and put in a trance by materialistic things and kind of get lost or caught up in that. And that's not what it is about at the end of the day. It's about long money. It's about wealth, but it's also about comfortability. And being smart with it so that it can last, but also having a good time as well, you know. So it's a balance, and you really have to have smart people in your corner or get educated to live that lifestyle or live simply. Either way, you have to know where your money's going, period.
That's right. Well, Maya, I definitely got I got a couple more questions for you, but you got a little time to hang out with us tonight?
Yes, sir. I do.
Okay. Woo. Okay. I wanna I definitely wanna debut your song your new song Mr. Incredible right here on the show tonight. So right now, ladies and gentlemen, it's the D Hour Show, Blog Talk Radio. It's your boy D Slate, Miss Fabulous in the building. We got the beautiful Miss Maya hanging out with us right now. Right now we're getting ready to debut her single, Mr. Incredible, right here on the D Hour Show. Maya, tell us a little bit about that before I kick it off for him right now.
Well, I recorded the song as a single woman, and sometimes I record songs for wishful thinking, but this song right here is a positive song about a man in my life that is not perfect, and I may get criticism for dating him or being with him or considering him the man in my life, but he's perfect for me. And I checked a couple of friends in the song because I made my decision, and I pay him homage and give
that's
him
right.
praise. Yeah.
That's right. Well, thank you, Maya. Well, thank you so much, Maya, for creating a song to tell all the fans a little bit about D Slate tonight. So I thank you. I mean, I try to tell them about me sometimes, but they really don't understand. So when you hear the song, ladies and gentlemen, you'll understand a little bit about me tonight. So I thank her for that. Thank Maya for that.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we got more with the beautiful Miss Maya. We're also going to go to the phone lines. Make sure you guys call 718-766-4553. We're gonna kick off the debut of Maya's hit, Mr. Incredible. Maya, go ahead and introduce your song for everybody.
What's up, everybody? You are tuned into the D Slate. And I am Maya, and this is the new song, Mr. Incredible, from the new album, KISS. Keep it sexy and simple.
There it is. We'll be back with more of Maya when we come back. It's Mr. Incredible right here on the D Hour Show.
Thank you. we take the margaritas away? Please hold me, don't let go. Make love to my mind, moving back and forth. That's rock and roll, that's lose control. You heighten all my senses like you're supposed to. Don't you ever worry about me leaving, cause I'll never go. We planted our love, baby, now we gon' watch it grow. If it wasn't for you, I'd never know how beautiful it feels. Yeah,
I'm perfect, but he's mine. It's incredible, incredible. He's the truth, no lie. It's incredible, incredible. He gives me
like yourself. Come back, Maya. Peace, Maya.
Aww.
Yes, And I actually want to say I'm posting some stuff on Facebook, and everyone's saying that Maya is a triple threat. She's beautiful. She's incredibly talented. And I'm also posing the question for our question for the evening, what is your favorite song by R&B singer Maya? So I'm just going to stay tuned and see what we have for the results.
Ah.
Now, I have one more question for Maya, but we're going to go to the phone lines right now. And everybody, please don't be nervous. And also, if you want to talk, 718-766-4553. We're going to go to the phone lines right now. Area code 314-974-2367. You're on the line on the D Hour Show with Maya. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello, caller.
Hello. Don't be nervous. Okay.
Right. I'm sorry. My name is David Alexander Hitt. And it's,
hey, David. How you doing?
I'm okay. I'm calling from New York. I just was browsing through and I saw your show this evening.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got any questions? You got any questions for Maya?
Yeah. Well, very interesting. I mean, in all honesty, I'm a little bit older than some of you guys. Don't know too much about her, but I must say, just from what little bit I did see, I'm very pleased that you do a lot of stuff for the community and nonprofit organizations. I have a challenge to you. I am a person who firmly believes that African American people have the right to create an independent African American nation of their own on the continent of Africa, meaning to actually physically find and occupy a piece of land so that we can create a sanctuary, a citadel of hope and peace for ourselves. And our organization, International African American Caucus, has written a national anthem. And my challenge to you would be, I'd like to hear what you could come up with. If the African American people were able to create a nation, what kind of anthem would you write?
What
and I'll send a link in the chat. I'll send a link in the chat room.
Well, I would actually write something like Stephanie Mills' Home. I was watching a lot of footage of her a couple of weeks ago, and her family came out on stage in African garb and wardrobe. And the things that I've heard historically regarding DNA and the first traces of man being from Africa, the national anthem would address those things that aren't necessarily addressed in public for the masses. So it may get a little controversial, but if that is to be a fact, which it makes quite a lot of sense to be, that would definitely be voiced in the national anthem. The land is inhabited by many, and I look at the world as for many humans, and everyone is different and faces adversity, and we're all under one sun. But the fact that things historically have happened against the race of Africans, and then African-Americans, and a lot of things were stripped from that group of people and this group of people. The fact that the first trace of man could, in fact, be from Africa and everyone being African on the face of this earth, that's a topic of conversation that I would definitely entertain and address and I guess, make known. And what would be the anthem? It
yeah,
would definitely stir a lot of thought. Because this goes back into a time that was before any wars, any segregation, any kidnapping, and any settlement in America. This goes back to the time where the first human existed in a place people were stripped from. So essentially it's already home.
Like
to all people. To all people at the end of the day.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. Sure. I agree with you there. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Go ahead, dude.
Yeah. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put a little link into the chat room, and I'm going to show you what we've come up with as our first interpretation of what could possibly be an anthem. And And it would be very interesting to hear some of your views on what you think of this. And we did put a small little video together. We did this actually when I was overseas, myself and a bunch of other African Americans. We met in Singapore and Malaysia, and we actually came up with this with this version of an anthem. And I'll send this to you guys, and I'll put it in the chat room, and you guys tell me what you think of it. But in the end, we as African American people must have a land to call our own, and imagine
right.
what we can do for humanity by being in a place where we can control the environment. And when I say that, I mean there was studies done with the black doll, the white doll, and in whatchamacallit, in Chicago, there was a young girl who did a study, and we had black children who are 5 years old pushing black dolls and saying that this was the bad doll and the white dolls were the good dolls. And kids that are 4 and 5 years old thinking like that, there's something very, very wrong about that. When we have our young children feeling that their own color, their own essence is negative. And what I say is that if we build an independent African-American nation, when our children are given that doll test, they're going to push both dolls forward and say that both are good. Neither one is bad. And this,
right.
what I'm saying is that could be the possibility of what we can achieve as African-American people. It is time for us to rule ourselves and step
yeah.
up to the plate and show the world what a true democracy means.
That's right. Well, David,
go ahead.
Well, yeah, we definitely agree with what you're saying, man. I think that's real, and I think that's something that we definitely need to be able to have a sanctuary like that. And we're definitely going to check out the video. I see the link in the chat
okay.
room.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And it was a pleasure talking to everyone.
Oh, not at
can
all, David.
Have,
thank you.
When
oh,
you
thank
get a
you.
Chance, can you tweet that link, David?
Yeah, it's already in the chat room. I already put it in the chat room.
Thank
yeah, you.
You
know, Maya, I'm gonna copy the link, and I'm gonna send it to you so you can check it out.
Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. Well, David, thank you so much for calling in, and I know you said that you were older than all of us, but don't let the boyish voice fool you. I'm a grown ass man. I don't call the gray hair that I have gray. I call it silver, and it stands for knowledge. But I thank you for calling in, David. I appreciate that.
Thank you, sir.
Yes. All right.
Yes, thank you.
We're going to go to the phone lines. We got another caller for Maya. You know what, Maya? I went to the we had another one in the chat room. Mr. Marvin Burns says, hello, Maya. I met you at the Global Hue in Detroit a few
okay.
years ago. He says, how are you doing? He says, do you still have a desire to advertise?
To advertise?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if he meant me. Advertise what? What are we speaking of?
Well, he didn't really say. He just says, do you have a desire to advertise? And you know what? I'm hoping that he was talking about you. I mean, it could have been another sister. It could have been another sister that he met named Maya. He might have, you know, hopefully he don't have that confused. But
I'm not sure if he means product. Or something else.
Or maybe your particular project that you currently have. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's an under-the-radar product, if that is, in fact, what we're talking about. It's a very boutique album, you know, for the core fans. And, yeah, I'm interested, but I don't need any budget breakers, you know.
No, that's
so.
Right. So hopefully it's not no shampoo to turn your hair green. We don't really want nothing like that. But, We got one more caller on the line. Let's go to the phone lines. 647-773-5480. You're on the line with the D Hour Show with Maya. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Alicia. I'm calling from Toronto.
Hey, Alicia, how you doing? Thank you for calling in tonight.
I'm good.
How are you?
I'm fine.
You have any questions for Maya?
Actually, I was just listening to the show. I don't know how I got through, but I just calling to listen. I don't really have any question right now for Maya.
Yes.
I don't have any question for you. I was wanted to listen to the show, and I don't know, maybe my hand touched the number. That's why I get you.
Well, I will be in your city on August 4th.
That's
well,
right.
I'll be there. You'll see me. I'll be there. I'll be in VIP.
Ah,
yeah.
Are you on Twitter?
Yep.
Okay, well, I'm Miss Maya, M-I-S-S-M-Y-A, and I'll be announcing, you know, how to get VIP tickets closer to the date on Twitter. But the show info is on mayamaya.com, M-Y-A-M-Y-A.com.
Okay. I've got all the info already. I already got my tickets.
Oh, you do?
That's what I'm talking about. See, Maya, she deserves to come backstage and see you and give you a hug.
For sure.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hit me up on Twitter. What's your page name?
Come on, Maya. You wish me happy birthday today.
Oh, okay. So you're already following me. I didn't know that. That I'm already talking to.
Yes. Hey, caller, je parle en français?
What's that?
Amazing. Social media
caller?
Is amazing.
Yes. Caller, je parle en français?
Nope.
No. Okay, you say Toronto. I know some people in French.
No, I don't speak
Quebec.
French.
No? Okay.
She just got that really distinctive French voice. She might like French toast, but she probably don't speak French. But it's all good.
Yes.
It's all
and
good.
We should say Toronto. So bon anniversaire.
Yes. They speak more French in Montreal.
That's right.
That is correct. C'est bon. Yes.
Well, definitely make sure you follow and check out Maya on Twitter, and you'll get an opportunity, to talk to her. We do appreciate you calling in, and thank you for purchasing her tickets in advance to go see her. I think that's wonderful.
Oh, Maya's going to always have my support, 100%.
Absolutely.
Thank you. And happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
All right.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling in.
No problem.
Well, see, that's what I'm talking about, Maya. Purchasing your tickets already. You know, people are ready to go see you. That's what I call dedication. That's what I call fans. Those are great fans. So thank you guys so much for calling in and answering questions. Now, Maya, my last question for you. The problem is right now people are screaming for real R&B. People are saying we want real R&B back. There's a lot of people that are upset with a lot of the music that they're hearing on the radio. You hear a lot of people saying, I don't like listening to the radio, and I don't like listening to what they're saying. A lot of the new artists don't sound good. They're not positive. They all sound the same. I just like to listen to the old stuff. So people are really screaming for people to bring real R&B back. So, what do you say to that? What do you think about that when you hear all the fans, you know, say things like that and say how much they're miss R&B and they don't really like the new artists they listen to and everybody sounds the same and they're just not happy with what they hear on the radio?
Well, I realize that every generation has its own style of music. I would say 7 to 10 years, there's a new cycle or a new wave. And how I feel about music is how maybe my parents felt about what I listened to and their parents felt about what they listened to. So it's a generational thing. But I can say that what's on the radio stations that used to play Whitney Houston and Mariah Carey and Toni Braxton plays club music. So you're hearing more rap now than ever before on those same stations that used to play classic R&B. So it's a little different. I would say you just need a little bit more balance because we can take it to the club, but if we're going to take it to the club, well, let's take it to cleaning our house on a Sunday morning too. Give me those things. I'm not really trying to hear trap music on a Sunday on the radio, but there's XM radio, there's Pandora, there's all kinds of things. So if you don't like the radio, then you have the ability to turn it off. We don't dictate radio. That's a whole other machine. But there's other things. There's MP3 players now, so you can make your own playlist. And I understand how they feel because it's just a little bit more balanced that I think people want and need because of the same station that used to play what they used to play, which is no longer.
That's all. And there are a lot of real R&B artists out there that might not necessarily be getting the shine that they deserve for political reasons usually, but I think it's more financial and monetary reasons. Because it's easier for labels to put out singles versus real albums or albums. You know, rap albums don't cost as much as R&B albums because it takes longer to record a pop song or an R&B song or a song with a bunch of tracks and vocals and musicality and instrumentation. Not that it's better and not that it's worse. It's just a different thing. And it's, you know, it sucks the life out of a budget singing and playing instruments and bands, even shows. So it's a different kind of financial machine that labels determine what their decision is going to be as to what they support for radio. But then the positive side of what's happening with the hip-hop community is that young brothers have gotten smart, business savvy, and have watched Master P's and Jay Prince and have become independent machines ruling ruling the game and are wealthy for generations, for their grandkids' grandkids. And they have totally flipped the game. So there's a positive and a negative to everything. But for R&B lovers, you know, Jill Scott is on tour always. Anthony Hamilton, India Irie, Lauryn Hill, Mariah Carey, Whitney Houston is no longer with us. But there are so many artists that are still getting it and still on the road. You know, you have to go see them live because you're really not going to hear them on the same radio stations. Maybe adult contemporary now, but even the younger artists, there's Alicia Keys, there's Keisha Cole, there's Fantasia, there's Monica, Brandy. I mean, there's a lot of artists that are still doing it.
That's right. And I'm glad you said that, too. I mean, because, you know, with a lot of the up-and-coming artists out there, I mean, you know, I've interviewed and showcased some of the most incredible up-and-coming artists, great music, and I'm just, you know, I know you're right, you know, it's just all about politics and could be about finance with them not getting a chance to shine or getting their music showcased. But I'm just glad I was able to, you know, we were able to create, you know, this outlet for them and, you know, to give them an opportunity to be heard. I mean, because I've heard some artists who definitely deserve to be played on radio, but unfortunately they're not on mainstream radio and they're not getting that opportunity. But I feel blessed and I'm pleased to be the one to play their music for them. So I think that's something that they definitely deserve.
Aww.
You know, I really
thank you for the outlet and the opportunity and the support from me.
Oh yeah. Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, you're absolutely incredible, and I love your music. Miss Fabulous loves your music. The fans love your music, so we're gonna always keep playing your music and letting everybody hear you know, your music here on the D-Hour show. So first and foremost, I want to say that it was an absolute pleasure. It was a blessing and it was an honor to have you on the show with us tonight. You know, I like to extend this to everybody, all our guests that we have on the show. You're no longer a guest. You are always welcome. The D-Hour show is now your home. You're welcome anytime on our show. We will showcase your music, and we would love to have you on anytime you would like to be on with us. This is your home. You're welcome anytime.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And
absolutely. And all the fans out there, you know, make sure you guys check out Maya and her music, and you can contact her on Twitter. Miss Maya, you can also check out her website, mayamaya.com. Check out her website. And she got some great information and music on her website as well. So make sure you guys definitely check that out.
Thank you for the support.
Oh, yes, absolutely, Maya. We're going to always support you. Absolutely. Maya, any shout outs you want to throw out there real quick?
Yeah, I just wanted to tell the listeners, hey, and thank you for tuning in. Obviously, you guys, once again, thank you for always making it feel like home and asking intelligent questions, respectful questions. And, you know, it feels really, really good every time I'm on the air with you all and very comfortable. But it's your life. Live it to the fullest, and be happy. You know,
that's right.
Find what you love to do, and just do it. Make it happen. So.
And if you guys run into Maya, and whether you she see you at a store or restaurant, you can best believe she got music on. She gonna hand it to you. So you better be ready. You better be ready. She got the music. She's gonna hand it to you. So you better be ready for it. And make sure you guys check out her album, KISS Kiss. Keep it sexy and keep it simple and sexy. Make sure you guys check it out. Great album. We're gonna be definitely playing some of her hits on the show. So again, it's a pleasure and it was an honor, Maya, to have you on the show with us. Ms. Fabulous, you got any closing comments?
I do. Actually, the question was posed on Facebook as into what is your favorite song by legendary singer, R&B singer, Maya. And Tamika Houston from North of Virginia stated that The Best of Me, and she also stated that you are a triple threat and she loves your music. The other remarks were Ghetto Superstar and a lot of your early to mid-90s works. They are huge fans and will continue to be fans. So thank you for those who made comments in response to the question, and they're still coming in. Your picture and its information about your outreach and community service, people are loving that. So I want to say from the D Hour Show, as well as myself, as well as your fans and the listeners of the D Hour Show, we thank you immensely, Ms. Maya, for all of your service to the community and ongoing. And lastly, such as myself or anyone else who are interested in being a part or giving back to the community as philanthropists, how can we find out more about your outreach organization? Because I'm generally in the Virginia area quite a bit, and this is the largest military base in the world, and we're always speaking of a lot of different organizations, sororities, Zeta Phi Beta sorority, and particularly we always love to give a hand back to working, and particularly with our inner-city youth and our girls. So how can one become more made available to assist with your outreach, and where can we find out more about your projects in general?
Well, my main website, which has links to all of those websites, is mayamaya.com. And my foundation website is tmatf.org. That's the Maya Arts and Tech Foundation. And I'm also one of the ambassadors at AfriCare, which has been in existence for quite some time, over 40 years now. And that's AfriCare.org. So those three organizations or sites can take you to what you need if you'd like to find out more information and how to be involved.
Okay. And then I just have one more follow-up question. Any existing organizations that have national accreditability, one particular, Saving Our Daughters, what is your main or primary call to action or social issue, such as breast cancer awareness, AIDS and HIV awareness, homelessness? Does your organization, your 501(c)(3) profit, so for this is made available for all the major corporations who also may want to bless your organization, Ms. Maya. Once again, what is your primary, focus, or is there a primary focus? It's just general.
Well, the primary focus is obviously to educate and empower kids in the inner city and give them a source of independent thinking early on, but also skill sets that keep them very entertained while learning, which is very essential for children. I know that aligning myself with the VH1 Faith and Music Foundation has allowed me to go to Capitol Hill and speak about the impact that music has had on my education and how it definitely contributed to improvisation, intricacies, et cetera. And I think that's very important to hold on to now that music programs have been cut with funding, as well as community centers in Washington, D.C. being cut completely from the community. And that causes a lot of things that we see regarding violence, regarding boredom that leads to violence, or preteen sex now and teen sex, teen pregnancy, which also contributes to STDs as well as HIV and AIDS factors in inner city communities, which is very unfortunate.
And these are all the things that we take into consideration. But if we can keep children focused on something that's fun, entertaining, but educational that they can apply to their daily lives, along with life skills class, we discuss those statistics very early on, and incorporate culture, world culture, the news, what's happening in the community, as well as how to protect themselves, their mentoring programs, and life skill sets of how to deal with certain things in the real world and even at home, you know, what's not offered on an everyday basis in a school that focuses on the daily subjects of math, science, history, et cetera. This is just a summer program, but all of those things we take into consideration so that there's studies and academic studies by the time the school year starts can be more progressive. So we're doing what we can, and it does take a lot of funding just to run one summer. And even those budgets have been cut. But the foundation website is there, tnatf.org, so that people can donate so the classes can continue to run, as well as hopefully be a 365-operated situation available to the community. And that's the long-term mission and goal for that foundation. And we partner with other organizations as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, major corporations, if you're listening to the D Hour show, and someone posed a question earlier in regards to advertisement or marketability, definitely take note that you have a national artist who is a critical acclaim working with the inner city youth. These are the funds that need to be reiterated back into the community and to help persons like Maya and other national artists. They get none of the money. All the monies go to reckonable and good decision-making to give back to the lives and helping these youth. As a former teacher and probation officer, I salute you with both hands, because it starts now with the youth. It starts now. So thank you so very much for that, Maya, and I hope that those who are listening are willing to give back either of their time, service, or monetary contributions to help you continue to help the youth.
Thank you so much, and I really appreciate you guys.
We appreciate you, Maya.
Like I said, I just put the website for your organization in the chat room, so everybody got a chance to see that. So make sure you guys definitely check it out. And Maya, thank you so much for joining us tonight. It was an absolute pleasure to talk to you tonight.
Yes, it was an honor.
Thank you. And you guys have a blessed weekend. Enjoy Independence Day and all the good stuff.
All right,
absolutely.
You too, Maya. You have a blessed weekend, and you enjoy Independence Day. And if it goes down like the movie that Will Smith was in, trust me, just make sure you don't go on top of the building. Just don't go on top of the building.
Wow.
Get out of town. But you have a blessed night, Maya. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Okay, you too. I appreciate you.
All right. Okay.
Thank you, Maya.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. It's the D Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's your boy D Slate, Miss Fabulous in the building. We were talking to the beautiful and the incredibly talented Miss Maya in the building with us. Make sure you guys check out her website, mayamaya.com. You can also check her out on Twitter, Miss Maya, and also her organization, tnatf.org. Make sure you guys definitely check that out. And support. Right now, I'm going to go ahead and take a music break, and then Miss Fab is going to come back and put in our closing comments. This is Maya's new joint, Mess Up My Hair, for all the fans out there. This is Mess Up My Hair right here on the D Hour Show. I'm telling you guys, you better keep it locked, keep it tuned in. You never know who's going to be on the D Hour Show. We got Music Soul Child next week on Celebrity Thursday. Man, look, we got Jay Moss this Sunday for all the gospel artists and all the Christians, the saints of God. We got Jay Moss this Sunday. I'm telling you, we got Sherry Johnson this Tuesday. You better understand, it's the D Hour Show. You never know who's going to be on. Miss Maya with her new hit, Mess Up My Hair, right here on the D Hour Show.
Go, baby. Go, baby. Go, baby. Go, baby. I'm going to let my hair.
Being able to be diversified in your craft.
So all of that information was extremely imperative. Also, I send kudos and I salute to Maya for giving back to the community. It's one thing to make it to the top and be able to have longevity in your career, but it's simply another thing to engage back into your community to help those who can't help themselves. So I am truly moved by the fact of the matter that, you know, it's not done for anything other than love. She really has a vested interest, and I'm really taken by that. So I definitely say thank you, Maya, for all that you do, and we appreciate you for continuing to give back to the community. There's unity in the community, and it starts here at the D Hour Show. Definitely Monday, tune in to the I Got Something to Say show with my executive producer, Deep Slate, as well as my two co-hosts, CK and LEO. So you never know who's going to stop by. Girl Butt may come by. We're going to have Malice the second week in July, rather. So definitely stay tuned. Keep it locked to the D Hour Show Radio Network.
That's right. It's Deep Slate, Miss Fabulous. I want to say thank you to the beautiful Miss Maya for joining us tonight. Tune in to the D Hour Show this Saturday, Indie Up Saturday, for Noel Gordine. That'll be 7 p.m. Mountain Standard, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. And make sure you guys tune in to the Covenant Cafe this Sunday, 4:30 Mountain Standard, 6:30 Central, 7:30 Eastern. It's D Slate and Miss Fabulous saying, hey, enjoy the rest of your Thursday night. We'll see you guys on the flip side. Hey, we out of here.
Yeah, it's your boy Envy, and this is how we do. Let's go. It's the D Hour Show.
Okay, okay, okay. Now tell me who the hottest in the town. Reaching your location, even places not around. Travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet, giving you what you want, showing love to the hood, even to the burbs, so yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations, following the trend. 10 minutes later, the same song again. It's the D-Hour Show, yeah, I said it so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll. Let's hop aboard the starship, the hottest station show. I love the underground artists. Yeah.